Hi
Hello.
there, Ms. Wilson.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Wilson. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm just calling in regards for the Depo-Provera lawsuit inquiry. How are you doing today, Ms. Wilson?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Thanks for asking. By any chance, did you already get some assistance with an attorney to help you file a claim, Ms. Wilson?
No.
No worries. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. All right, someone put down yes. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit, Ms. Wilson?
You said I need to what?
No,
I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry. No, you're fine. I said a little quick there. I apologize. All I asked was if you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
Oh, yes.
All righty, no worries. And I apologize for saying that a little too quick there. And
That's
then,
fine.
thank you. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
All righty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. And then, was this a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was the brain, so it was a brain tumor grade one.
I see. Grade one. Very sorry to hear that. Thank you for confirming that. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis? Like when you received that diagnosis date?
It was October 13th of 2019.
And then you said that was October 18?
13th, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. October 13 of what year? I apologize.
2019.
2019. Okay. October 13, 2019. Thank you for
Yes.
that. Put that down here. 13, 2019. All righty. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by using the Depo-Provera?
No.
All righty, no worries. Right. And then can you provide me with your date of birth, please?
0629 1997.
So you said 6/29/1997?
Yes.
6/29/1997. Thank you for that. All righty. And then did you consume, use a name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes.
All righty. And then it's asking which injectable did you use? So there's three here that is listed. It's just Depo-Provera. The second one is Depo sub-Q Provera. The third one is just a generic version. Do you recall if it was just Depo Provera or do you?
It was just Depo-Provera
Okay.
itself.
No worries. And then you don't ever recall taking the generic version, correct?
Not that I'm aware
Oh,
of.
no worries. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. So Depo Provera. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Alrighty. All right. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes, I have five depot shots once every
Okay.
3 months.
Once every 3 months. Okay, I see. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I started using it of July 2018.
Okay. So you did use it after the year 1992. So that would be a yes. Thank you for confirming
Yes.
that. And then no, you're fine. Thank you for answering that question. And then we're just gonna get the usage years here. We're first gonna start off when you first started using Depo, and then I'm gonna ask you when you stopped. Okay. So let's first start off when you first started using it. I overheard you say 2018 is when you started. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. 2018 is when you started. Alrighty, and then do you recall the month by any chance? Was it like the beginning of the month, in the middle, in the end?
Like the beginning of the month.
All right, would you say like January of 2018?
Oh no, it was July. I'm sorry. If, I thought you was asking like,
Oh,
was
what
it
day of that
early?
month? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's the way I worded it. Yeah, no, yeah. So it was in July, but it was like in the middle of July?
Yeah.
I see. I apologize. 3, 4. Seven. All right. So it was July of 2018, and then in the middle of that month. So would you say like July 20th of 2018 is when you started?
I really can't recall like the
It's
exact
okay.
date. I just know it was just July.
Okay, no worries. Is it safe to just put the 1st of July of 2018 since you don't recall? It's been a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, no worries. So I put July 1st, 2018, okay?
Okay.
And then it's asking for the stop date. What would be the – let's start off with the year. What would be the year when you stopped using Depo?
2019,
okay. And then what would be the month in 2019? Was it like on October as well when you were diagnosed or?
It was August that I stopped using it.
August, okay. Alrighty. Alrighty. And then is it safe to put the 1st of August of 2019 as well?
Yes.
Alrighty. July, August, 2019. Alrighty. Well, thank you for confirming that. I got the usage years here. For the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you for that. And then can I please confirm your marital status? Is it single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Thank you for that. And I already have the spelling of her first name here. I have it as E-S-S-E-N-C-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then, thank you. And then for the spelling of your last name, I have Wilson as W-I-L-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I'm just going to put that down here. Wilson. And then, do you have a middle name so I can put the initial here for you?
M.
M as in Mary. Okay, so I'll put down M as for the initial for the middle name. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. And then, is there any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that, correct?
No.
Alrighty, thank you. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with the last four of your social?
4078.
All right, so I got 4078?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And I already got an email here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I have E-S-S-M-A-R-I-E, the number 0, the number 6, the number 2, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you. And then I have a primary phone number here on file as 323-374-8577. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then what's going to happen now, Ms. Wilson, basically after we're done with this intake, we're almost done here. Mm-hmm. I will have to, after I click the submit button, it's going to send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. After I hit mm-hmm. the submit button, you sign those documents. It's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. And if they don't and it take a longer than a week to reach out to you, please call me on my direct number and I can live transfer you to them. But what would be the best contact preference for you when the attorneys reach out to you? Would it be a phone call? A text message or an email?
We can do a text message just because sometimes I'll be at work.
Okay, no worries. So I put down contact preference text. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect this text message? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
We can do afternoon is fine, after 12.
Okay, afternoon. Okay, thank you. So I got that down. And then can you please provide me with your home address, please?
15540 South Normandy Ave, Apartment F, Gardena, California, 90247.
90247. I got that. Okay, so I got 15540, and then the spelling of the street name is Normandie Avenue, Gardena,
yes.
Los Angeles County, California, 90247. Thank you. And then
it's apartment F.
I was about to ask that. Thank you for that. You beat me to it. So I got apartment F. All right. Thank you so much for that. Apartment F. F as in farm. So F.
Yeah.
And then thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera administrated by a doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
A doctor. Thank you for that. And then, I think you already answered this question already, though. How many times was the injured party injected with the product? I recall you say 5. Is that correct?
Yes, 5 once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. All right. So you said five. How many times was the injured party injected with the product? I put five. And then what was the name of the doctor member that administrated the Depo-Provera? So you recall the name of the doctor who provided the Depo-Provera shot?
So the one that that gave it to me, it was Dr. Iger Feynman.
Can you spell out the first name? I'm sorry.
I-G-O-R.
Iger, I see. So Dr. Iger, is that the first name?
Yes.
All right, and then what would be the last name, Dr. Iger?
F-I-N-E-M-A-N, Feynman.
I'm sorry, F-I-N?
E?
Mm-hmm.
M-A-N.
Thank you. Pasadena. Is it I, for the first name, did you say I-G-E-R or I-G-O-R?
I-G-O-R.
O-R. Okay, that's what that was the issue here for me. I apologize.
My bad.
No, you're fine. No need to apologize on your end. Thank you for that, though. I found it here, I believe. Let's see here. I'm going to look up college. Raymond, neurosurgery, spine. Is it Feynman Igor M?
Yes.
I found him right here. Yeah. Is he located in, I got his address here populated. It says Raymond Neurosurgery and Spine. It's 630 South Raymond Avenue, Pasadena, California, 91105. That's
yeah.
The facility. Thank you. Yeah, I found him. Alrighty. And then what was the facility, like the hospital where he you know, administrated the Depo-Provera, do you recall?
It was Huntington Hospital.
Huntington Hospital?
Yes.
Alrighty. Thank you for that.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
Hospital. That's in Pasadena, right?
Yeah.
Is that 100 West California Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91105?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Got the phone number as well. Got the address here. Thank you. And then next question here. Who would be your prescribing doctor? And this is for any medication that you know that you'd be picking up. Who would be your prescribing doctor? Is it your primary doctor?
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see here. Doctor. All righty. And then what would be the your prescribing doctor's name?
So her name is Marcia L. Martinez.
And then is she located in Pasadena or is it in Long Beach or?
She's in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Did you need that? Yeah.
I believe she'll pop up here. Let's see here. Yeah, Dr. Is it Marcia or Martha?
Marcia.
Oh, Marcia. M-A-R-S-H-A. Marcia. Okay. When I look up Dr. Marcia Martinez, she comes up in Long Beach. When I look up, let's see other
locations. No, Martinez. I'm sorry, did it sound like I said Martinez?
Oh, I thought you said Dr. Marcia Martinez?
No, Martinez.
Oh, Martinez. Okay, how do you spell that first name?
M-A-R-T-I-N-S-O-N. Oh, the first name, I'm sorry. M-A-R-S-H-A.
Oh, yeah, Marcia. Yeah, Marcia. Martinez. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, yeah. Linwood. Okay, yeah, I see what you meant now. Dr. Martinez, okay, and then that's in Los Angeles, and we looked that up now. She should come up right away now. Yeah, she came up right away. Yeah, thank you so much. It was the last
You're
thing that
welcome.
was throwing me off. All righty. And then where would she be located, like her the prescribing facility name, just the hospital where she's located? I can help you with that as well. I think if I click on her name, it should show me all her locations.
The name of it, I'm not too sure about. I don't recall it.
Okay, it's on Los Angeles. Let's see here. Marsha Martinezson. She has a lot of locations, past medical. She's been at Huntington Park, Downey. Let's see here. Let's see here. Facility. You don't recall the hospital where you see your primary doctor, Marsha, like where she's located?
No.
Okay, no worries. Well, I have her address here. Let me see where this takes us. It's 4156 South Central Avenue. That shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, she's located on the All Safe Medical Group.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for that. Does that sound correct? For her facility,
because
when I look up, okay, perfect, yeah, because when I look up that address, that's what it comes up, All Safe Medical Group, for her. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Facility name, got the address here from Marsha. Got the phone number here as well. Alrighty, and then this is just asking for the pharmacy name. Where you pick up your prescriptions, any prescriptions at all? Do you pick them up at a Walgreens, CVS, Walmart?
Where I picked it up from then, it's not the same as now, so I don't really recall like where I picked it up from then.
Oh, I see. Was it like a CVS store or Walgreens, or was it like a different name?
Dang, I don't even remember. That was like long ago.
It's okay. If it's not, it's okay. If it's not a facility, do you remember picking it up at a hospital? You ever pick up any medication at a hospital?
I don't even recall if I did or if I didn't.
Here, I believe. Here, bear with me here. I'm going to put you like on a 30-second hold. I'm going to give you some time to think that over, but I believe we can skip this question through, but I'm not sure yet. I'm going to put you on a 30-second to a minute hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Ms. Wilson.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I have a question. Is it okay for me to put NA on the pharmacy name if you don't go to one?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So I will put NA on that section here for you since you don't recall going to pharmacy. Thank you for that. All right, and then what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or was it both?
So the – oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
it's okay. Take your time.
So it was a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, so it was both. I see. All righty. And then what would be the diagnosing doctor name? Do you recall the doctor who diagnosed you with the meningioma?
It was Iger.
Oh, was Iger the same doctor? And
yeah.
Was that facility at Huntington Hospital as well where you got diagnosed?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. I have that information here. Thank you. Huntington Hospital. And then were you treated there as well by the same doctor? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's going to answer the next question. We're almost done here.
Okay.
Got the phone number right here. All right. And then Igor was a neurosurgeon, correct? Yeah. I came up right here. Neurosurgery. Thank you for that. Neurosurgeon. Alrighty. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis, like before the meningioma?
No.
All right. Thank God. I'm glad to hear that. Put no for
Thank
prior
you.
Cancer. You're welcome. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like any chemotherapy, any like pain medication, any surgery done?
So they did surgery. So they did like a total removal of it. And then they had like put me to sleep with the anesthesia. So they made like the incision in my scalp. And when they did that, they removed the tumor. So they had to make sure it was gone completely.
I see.
And then I did radiation therapy as a like outpatient. So that's where they performed like the like x-ray beams, and they had me on like this rounded machine that was making like a bunch of buzzing noises.
Uh-huh.
So it was to make sure that the tumor was gone completely and to prevent it from coming back pretty much. So they used like some x-ray beams, and they gave me that session like once a week for like 2 months, I want to say. Yeah.
2 months. So you don't recall taking any chemo, right? So the only thing I overheard was a surgery that was done and radiation.
That was it.
Okay, no worries. Well, thank you so much for providing me all that. So I filled that out. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes. So I was in there for like 25 days.
25 days. Okay. So when you were diagnosed on October 13, 2019, because it's asking for the, what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Was this like 2 days after you found out you were diagnosed, you were at the hospital, like start off the date?
So I had my surgery on the 20th of October, that same 20th. Year.
Okay. I see. So 20th, 5, 6. So seven days after you were diagnosed, they performed surgery.
Yes.
I see. All righty. Mm-hmm. So what days were you hospitalized? So I'm going to start off with the date you were hospitalized would be October 13, 2019 would be the first day you were hospitalized, because that was the day you found out you were diagnosed, correct?
Uh-huh.
The first day, so October 2013. Okay, so 10, 13, 2019 would be the first day. Let's see here. And then all right, what dates? And then you had surgery on the 20th. Do you recall when you left the hospital?
I don't recall.
Oh, it's okay. You said you were at the hospital for around like 25 days, right? You were hospitalized for like 25 days? Okay. Let me try that to add that up. So 25.
That's why.
All righty. 6, 7, 8. Let me count that up. All right, let me do the calculation here for you. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's fine.
Thank you. All right, so 2018 in October 13, that was on a Saturday, yeah. And then 25,
yeah.
All right. And then you said you were there for 25 days, right?
Yes.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. All right. So that would make it November 7th that you were there. Does that sound accurate? An estimation?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. November 7th of 2019. All righty. All right, and then last question here. Well, last two questions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a copy of the medical records for the meningioma?
I don't have it on me in front of me, but I can request for it.
Perfect. That was the next question I was about to ask. That is totally fine. Just the most important question here is that you know those medical records exist. That's correct as well, correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then if you were able to obtain those medical records, what's the best way for you to provide these to the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
I'm going to say both for now, because just in
both
case, like,
now.
If I, yeah.
Okay. No worries. And then last question here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact number?
No.
Alrighty, no worries. So let me put NA here for you. Alrighty, thank you. So that was the last question. You did a great job. Bear with me. I'm going to review the whole intake, make sure I didn't miss anything on my end, and then
okay.
I'm going to send these, you know, those documents over to you, okay? So I'm going to put you like on a 30-second to a minute hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for being patient with me. All right. Just want to confirm I just want to confirm the date of birth before I send this over. For your date of birth, I have 6/29/1997. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to send these over. Send now. Righty. Alrighty, so this is successful on my end. So you should be receiving it under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com. I send it over as a text and as an email as well. So you should have received it both ways. Just confirm if you got
okay.
it.
Let me see.
Yeah, take your time.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. So while you click on that link and look over those documents, call me over if you have any questions on signing them and reviewing them. I'm going to put myself on mute while I text you, while I prep up a text message to send over to you on my direct number. So you can call me or text me if you have any questions in the future, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
But yeah. I'm going to put myself on mute. Call me over. You know, call me over saying Lupe if you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, Ms. Wilson, you did a great job. Yeah, it does say completed on my end, so thank you for that. And like I said earlier, Ms. Wilson, basically what's going to happen now, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. But since you signed them already, I believe you should receive a call no later by the end of this Friday. If they don't call you by this Friday, you know, feel free to call me on Monday or, call me or text me on Monday saying that they didn't reach out to you, and I, you know, I'll transfer you to them directly from my call. Basically that's it. Is there any more questions you may have for Ms. Wilson?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Wilson. You have a beautiful day. And, yeah, thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.